yak babies, sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme discount watches. My name's Aaron, and my personal pal's Dave.
Hey, boys.
Uh-huh. We have Frick.
I hate that one.
Why? Okay. Unrelated, but good. And we have Old Irish Nico.
Hello, boys.
Hello. This week, our topic is comes to us from the wild world of Twitter, where I spend too much time. I'm still there. On the app, formerly known as Twitter, now known as X, of course. A couple weeks ago, there was a...
Even though Kissinger's dead, you're still...
You re-X any good X's lately?
Yeah, I'm re-Xing constantly. De-Xing as well. Yeah, no, I my return in the wake of Kissinger's death was sadly permanent. I need to find my way to get off it again, but I'm tragically back on there. And I saw a post a while back, a couple weeks ago, that was... Some writer, I don't know who it was, this was just retweeted or, you know, re-Xed to me. Someone who I had never heard of before talking about writing, she's a writer, and her comment was that she doesn't write characters who drink alcohol, and that she herself mostly does not. She says she enjoys like one glass of wine here and there, but she doesn't drink, and she finds drinking culture to be sort of like, you know, repulsive. She's not into, she's repelled by drinking culture and therefore wouldn't write about characters who drink. And she was getting lightly roasted for this on Twitter. And I read that and I was like, yeah, that seems stupid. And then kind of like had the same thought of as the roasters were, just like, yeah, I mean, that's dumb. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized I was like, well, no, I'm the same way, actually. Except for, I guess I'm not talking about it on Twitter. I wouldn't post it because it seems like something silly maybe to comment on, but now I'm doing this podcast. That I've never and would never write a character who smokes. I have such a hang-up about smoking. So I grew up with a family of smokers and just like had like a severe aversion to it. That I just like, I would never. And when I read books or comics that have characters who smoke, I sort of like a little bristle a little bit. So I find myself on the same page as this person. I did the exact same thing that I was kind of criticizing her for. So I wanted to throw it to my personal pals and ask two questions. The first is there something that you have like that, some hang up that you have that would impact how you write or create anything? You know, would you not write a character who, you know, smokes or drinks or something like that? You know, things like that that are, let's keep this out of the realm of like, you can't say pedophilia. Like, yeah, they have to be things that are like, you know, that are like socially acceptable, you know, non-vile things that are just like your hang-ups. And then second question is that an artistic failure or a creative failure? Is that a problem for a creator or a writer of any kind who can't get over that hang-up? I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. Like, you can write whatever you want, you know, but I think making a point of what you don't write, because it's like the same as like when people dash out the O in God in their books. Like, just don't use the word. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't. Right. It's so... A thing that really annoys me, you know, and I think this is becoming more and more common in a lot of kind of less good writing books that I read, is authors' inability to remove themselves from their own book. You know, and like, obviously every character is a piece of whoever writes it because it comes out of that person's head, but the whole point of a creative imaginative endeavor is to create a thing, right? And like, good books have if you're writing a book where nothing in the book is things you don't like, it's not going to be a good book, because like, you, there has to be things you don't. That's where conflict comes from, you know what? Like, right. You can't, and that doesn't mean you have to, if you have an aversion to smoking, it doesn't mean like, but just, you just, you can maybe just not include it, but don't make a thing of it, like, hey, this is a smoke-free book, like that. Yeah. That's so, it just feels like a lack of like, what are you doing, right? And so like, the character should work in the world that you're creating as if it were a piece of that world, right? And not, if everything in the book kind of conforms to your hang-ups, your whole book conforms to your hang-ups, and if readers pick up on that, I think it's,
yeah,
to me that would be a sign of not good writing, if it were obvious that that's what you were doing.
Well, that's kind of my question, and like, again, I don't know this person's work at all, so I can't defend it or decry it in that regard, but it does seem like it would require a superhuman degree of awareness to read a book and be like, these characters should be drinking, but they're not, right? Like, it would have to be so obvious where, like, your character, like, walks into a bar and orders, like, and orange juice, and like no other characters do. Like, it had to be so strange that the obvious answer is like, you're saying, just like, you just avoid that part of it, which I'm sure is what this person does. And no one would have noticed if she hadn't called attention to her habit or to her proclivity in her.
I mean, it really comes down to if the writing draws attention to it or not, right? And there's no way of knowing. Like, I mean, my answer, if I had to come up with how this would affect, I mean, I don't write anymore, but if I did, I would never write a book that name drops a song.
Right.
Right? But also, that's just because that fucking annoys me.
Yeah.
When books do that.
Right.
But, you know, that's not, it's maybe not the same thing.
Yeah.
But
this is more like a thing that's like a personal thing to you that you have like an antipathy for, and so that you wouldn't think to create a world or a character that involves that because it's just like so far.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, my inclination would be to do the opposite.
Yeah.
And to write about the things that make me uncomfortable.
Interesting.
That would be my, you know, I feel I haven't written anything in 5+ years and haven't anything seriously in 10+ years, but I try to write characters I didn't like.
Right.
I found that more interesting to write, and I would hope more interesting to read. I don't know. I tried to, sometimes you like them, but you have to have some elements in the book that are unpleasant.
Yeah.
Or the story, right? Or that make you and hopefully other characters uncomfortable or not. Because if everything just fits, mm-hmm. you have too smooth of a read. And, I guess there's, if you're writing a cozy mystery or whatever, that's great. But that's not the kind of thing I want to read.
Hmm. Nico, Dave, thoughts on this?
Yeah, I suppose that, like you were saying, Aaron, I think I would be scared of the kind of mind who, like, realizes or is aware somehow that, like, okay, Aaron never writes a character in his books who smokes, or like...
It would seem weird, right?
Like, Aaron never has a scene where someone has mayonnaise smeared on his face by a clown. Like, you know what? I don't really care, like, you know, what you as writer choose to not include.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I don't have any things that I try to avoid, except... I suppose I would say that, like, you know, I'm not about to try to write from the perspective of, like, a Native American character and, like, you know, try to present that perspective, like, sure. What it's like to be a Native American in this country. But, you know, I guess there are other writers who will do that kind of thing. I guess more power to them, whatever. What do I care? It's going to come out terribly, most likely. But, yeah, that's what I'd say. As reader, I don't care what you choose to do or not to do.
Right.
I think there's a difference between not writing about drinking and not writing about, you know, not co-opting other cultures.
Right.
I think there's, yeah, that's possibly a different conversation. But as far as like not drinking, I don't really even think about what I'm not writing about.
Hmm.
That's a weird, I don't think I ever have. I just write about what I find interesting.
Right.
Not necessarily like uncomfortable or whatever, but just whatever I think it's interesting.
Right.
Which is probably just automatically, you know, I never think about the things that I'm not going to write about. I don't know.
Right.
But there's nothing that really, like, would make me think about that. At least nothing, like, kind of inconsequential. Like,
yeah,
drinking.
That's the crux of it, I think, is it has to be, like, something that doesn't really have much of an impact, right?
Yeah, it's like, how graphic is your violence going to be? I think that's right. Worthy of, like, considering. But, you know, whether or not somebody... drinks, I'm like, I literally don't care.
yeah I mean, something I could think about as a comparison is like sex, right? And like sex scenes in books, mm-hmm. or any kind of literature can be, I think, weighed somewhat similarly, not exactly the same, but sort of similar, where it's like, if you're going way too into it, it might reflect something about what you're looking for the text versus not, right? And vice versa, you know, if you are averse to having your characters, you know, there's that like, there's a lot of think pieces now about like young people, like Gen Z, are afraid of sex in movies, and they don't want anyone, like, they're annoyed. Their argument is that like the characters didn't consent to you watch them have sex, so like you shouldn't do that. It's like they're fake, right? Which is weird in its own way, like also a different conversation kind of too.
It doesn't seem like a Gen Z thing. It seems like one person came
up
with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a neo-Puritan like strain of like a certain kind of like very online person. But I could see, like, I don't know, if someone was like, yeah, I just don't feel comfortable writing, like, graphic sex, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine, right?
Yeah.
And if you were writing an erotic novel, that'd be a problem.
Right, exactly. I mean, it comes down to the execution of it, right? Like, yeah. you have to write, you should only write what you're comfortable writing, obviously, but if you're writing a thing about serial killers,
yeah,
you know, and you're trying to write this, but then it's all, there's no killing in your book. You know, it's,
yeah.
Like, obviously you wouldn't write that book. And so same with this writer, you know, like, I don't think, it's not weird to have zero bar scenes in a book.
Totally.
Right, but it is weird to have a bunch of bar scenes and intentionally kind of it's just a matter, and I don't know who the heck the writer is or what the hell they wrote, you know. And so if it's just, yeah, I don't write about that because that's not a thing I want to write about, then okay, great, you know.
Yeah.
But if it's I intentionally like censor these things around because this is like a moral whatever that I feel is important in my writing, then if people want to read that, great. But that, I find that,
I think
that's
maybe
not something I want to read.
Yeah, maybe the connective tissue for me is that I find people not doing something inherently uninteresting, so
yeah.
I don't give a shit. You know, it's like, you're not drinking, great, that's fine. I don't care
at all.
It doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and like the only circumstances that I can imagine, stories or plots where that would hurt it are where the plot is driven by that thing, right? The character is an alcoholic,
and that's the background of, yeah. Right. Yeah, and then there's some kind of struggle with that, but you can only really do that a couple of times.
Yeah, and like Brick's saying, like, if you aren't like a drinker or thinking about it, you're probably not going to write that story anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably not coming into your the creative,
yeah,
you know, world or imagination.
The worst possible thing, I think, would be that a non-drinker writing a story about non-drinking, and it's not a problem. It's just like, you know, like crusading.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it sounded to me when you first kind of described it, which is why it's like, that sounds, I don't want to read that, you know, like,
yeah.
but that maybe isn't what this person's saying.
Yeah. I don't think
that's because
the
like
case.
You're just like, it wouldn't occur to me to have characters kind of benignly smoke,
right.
You know, that makes sense. But at the same time, you know, I think it's important. It depends on what you're writing, but like tropes go a long way. You know, the guy in the shady part of the bar with the cigarette is a very kind of, it's a shortcut to a thing that then, you know, a writer can use in a lot of different ways to enhance or modify characterization. But it doesn't mean you have to use those.
Right.
Right. But if you're, you still have to do something, right? I think if you're going to intentionally, I don't know if handicap's the word, but if you're going to intentionally kind of remove things from the tool set, it needs to not be obvious.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to make for bad writing.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. My closing question in this conversation is the inverse. Is there something that you use in your writing or even you enjoy reading about that's like part of your personality that is just like a similarly kind of innocuous thing, but like what kind of shows up often, right? Like something, a part of you that sort of like ends up in your characters or situations just because it's like part of your, you know, natural inclinations. For me, it's like music, right? Like I tend to always find ways to put music, like kind of what you talked about with the name of the song. I also have an aversion to that too, but I do try and put music in my writing usually because I just like, I'm constantly thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Are things like that for you guys? Do you have your little like pet habits that show up, whether you know
it or not? Very, I mean, I don't think I was ever a very good fiction writer, maybe for this reason. It is very hard for me to avoid punchlines. And like, if not a punchline, it's very hard for me not to make a joke of my characters.
Yeah.
And to undercut them.
Yeah.
That's always the hardest thing for me to edit out when I'm trying to write.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like that tracks with my understanding of your work.
Yeah.
The best.
Even when I'm working on it, I can't, it's just a thing I can't, I was never very good at it.
Yeah. Dave, Nico, any habits that show up in your writing? Or not habits, just like, I don't know, little quirks.
So I actually wrote a book during COVID that most of the kind of the elements of it were just things that I liked and thought were cool. So there's a shitty PI. There's an assassin. There's a woman who wakes up from a coma and, you know, it's like 5 years later. It's just like I find those things compelling in stories. So I'm like, I'm going to just throw them all in the same.
Yeah, just dump
in the same book. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
But I have noticed before things that, you know, it's almost like therapy when you read, especially when you read short stories and you write short stories and then you come back after like a couple of years and you're like, oh, all these stories are about how I'm like, my dad doesn't love me. It's like, oh, shit. And it's pretty obvious to me now, but, you know, at the time it's not. Yeah.
Yeah. you tell me all these characters were in troubled relationships they couldn't quite commit to? That's weird.
Yeah, they're all having quarter-life crises. Crises.
Dave, what about you?
They're all sexually attracted to women in comas.
I mean, aren't we all?
I guess for me, it's probably, if anything, it's like the appearance of baseball.
Yeah.
Even when it's not like, if it's not like a central theme, it'll be like, you know, as simple as while people are having a conversation, there's a game on in the background.
Right.
You know, on the radio or TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes an appearance more than it does, I would say, in most fiction.
Right. Characters just carrying baseball bats around with them. Casually in the background, wearing grease paint.
Yeah.
Listeners, tell us your thoughts on these questions. Do you have little, like, personal prohibitions or things you avoid in literature in your own writing, or things you avoid wanting to read about, or also, of course, the inverse too, things you have to have. You can email us those thoughts at yakbabiespodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Patreon, patreon.com/yakbabies, where we have our bonus podcast. There's all kinds of fun stuff happening there. There's Brotherbook conversations where we're tackling the, you know, really critical issues of the day. And then there are games, and there's Snack Babies, where we're talking about the world of snacks, and we're snacking ourselves. It's really a lot of fun. And like I said, it only costs you $1 a month, so go check it out. And you can also talk to us there. You can respond to posts and ask questions, and we'll answer them. And it'll be wonderful. And then we have our merch. We have tinyurl.com/yakbabies, where we have our merch shop. There's designs you can put on posters and mugs and t-shirts, all kinds of stuff that Brick has designed, and they're really funny, and they will make your friends and family laugh and also have quizzical looks on their faces. So do that. Until then, Yak Babies, yakking off.
The Yak Babies would like to thank all the loyal listeners, and especially their patrons, both past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, Sebastian, David, Roger, Kathleen, Bailey, Andrew, Gilbert, and William Howard Taft.